The government has released Better Off funding across councils in New Zealand here. Tai Tokerau councils have also got an allocation of Better Off funding. It's related to Three Waters and the reform that's coming through the motu. But by and large, the kaupapa is community wellness. Better Off funding has specific objectives that it is there to achieve for our people, including wellness, climate change, housing infrastructure, and local needs. We have had some serious challenges in the north with our councils who have lacked engagement with hapu and iwi. As Te Kahu o Taonui, we took these issues and these concerns to local council and have not been satisfied with the responses received. The government has been clear in terms of the obligations of council to Māori, and that is hapu, iwi and Māori impacted by any of the projects that council identify through Better Off funding. But in particular, Far North District Council, who is set to receive $35 million, have failed to engage with hapu or iwi of the Far North District Council Rohe. Te Kahu o Taonui, as our iwi forum, have taken these serious concerns to Far North District Council and are not satisfied with the response. So we now will take these serious concerns to the Minister of Local Government, Nanaia Mahuta. Better Off funding is there to support hapori wellness, community wellness, objectives around climate change, around housing infrastructure, around localised initiatives to contribute to the overall oranga tonutanga. There are specific objectives and obligations of council to work with hapu, iwi and post-settlement governance entities, Māori of their rohe, in terms of what the projects are, what participation we'll have in terms of the design of the projects. We're meant to be a part of that. But further, we're meant to be a part of the final decision making. And Far North District Council has not engaged with us at all. Far North District Council, alongside the councils of Tai Tokerau, have had since April this year to talk to hapu iwi about Better Off funding. So that's April this year. Tranche 1 funding, so it's broken into two tranches. Tranche 1 funding ends on the 30th of September. So they've had since April to September to engage with us. They have failed to do so. Yeah, the CEO of Far North District Council said to me personally that they will be looking to take projects for Better Off funding from their long-term plan. I argue that the Māori voice is absent within the long-term plan. Hapu and iwi voice do not input into the long-term plan, so you cannot take projects from the long-term planning process and say that they are Māori. Other CEOs of iwi pointed out to Far North District Council in our discussions that just because you received an email from me 2 years ago about a poor sewerage scheme or about, you know, some leaky tap somewhere, that is not the hapu iwi priority. It actually requires meaningful engagement, and Far North District Council has failed to do so. The government has been really clear in terms of the boundaries and the obligations council have to accepting this funding, and that really includes Māori. Engagement with hapu and iwi is essential to accepting the Better Off funding, and that's a key issue for us because we have not been engaged, we've not had any conversation since April this year, and when we take it to the table at the end of August, we are still blocked. Far North District Council, if they are seeking an extension, we say good on you. But we have not received the call. So that's a fundamental issue for us, is that hapu and iwi of Far North District Council do not know that you are seeking an extension. Far North District Council councillors have not responded on Better Off funding. Where are the meetings on this issue? It seems to be an absolute gap in terms of the way with which they fail to engage meaningfully with hapu and iwi. Far North District Council have an obligation to hapu and iwi of their district to engage in Better Off funding. Clearly they haven't, and so we wait to hear when you're going to come to our table and sit with us and co-design, share in the decision making, and then look to implement together these initiatives, because what's good for us as hapu and iwi is good for all of Far North District Council. Our projects will help everybody. So the time is now for them to come and sit with hapu and iwi and say, how do we do this together? We haven't heard the call yet. We've got grave concerns around the lack of engagement, and in fact the responses that we've received from Far North District Council operations, and councillors need to take responsibility for the way with which operations are moving in this space. clearly the Department of Internal Affairs have set a boundary or a guideline in terms of what you're meant to do in terms of engaging with us as Hapu and Iwi o Far North District Council, and they have failed to do so. So we have asked the Department of Internal Affairs, how are you monitoring councils across New Zealand in terms of their obligations to engage with us as mana whenua? They cannot leave it at a standing committee level or a Hapu Partnership Board. They're actually meant to engage with all of us. If there's a project that they have identified in our rohe and a part of our community, and we are identified as the impacted Māori of that community, you're meant to come to us and sit with us and talk about it. And then we can actually implement together. Failed to do so, Far North District Council. It's not good enough. Well, it really gets to the heart of the value of the relationship and the health of our relationship with Far North District Council. How serious are they in engaging with Hapu and Iwi of their district? Because at an Iwi level, we haven't received the call. So have they called any Hapu? I don't think so. So, you know, what is the health of our relationship? It's pretty poor right now. And they have obligations through the Local Government Act and the Resource Management Act to engage with us. So Better Off Funding provides the co-governance opportunity for Far North District Council to sit at a tepu with Hapu and Iwi of their district to plan how we spend this dollar. $35 million is a great investment for Far North District Council into our entire rohe. So it is a co-governance opportunity. Let's sit together, let's plan it out, let's design, let's share ideas, and then decide as a shared tepu what projects move forward through Better Off Funding. The time is now, Far North District Council, and that's the call from Iwi and Hapu.